Good morning. It is July 15th, 2015. The time is 05:57 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, southern tier of New York State, where I live and reside on this Wednesday morning. A long, long distance between here and where this little spacecraft, New Horizon, is at right now. Well, New Horizon has flown home. And what I'm talking about is the little spacecraft that has been traveling for 9.5 years, 3 billion miles, to pass by a spot in space 50 by 90 miles to be the closest proximity of Pluto, one of our planets in this our solar system, a planet that officially has been recategorized as a dwarf planet. I'm still calling it one of the 9 original planets. And I'm just really excited to hear the news that it did phone home. Of course, I was watching via and through my Chromecast on the big screen of the event of everybody gathered there in NASA at precisely 7:49 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, which is 12:49 British Standard Time, where New Horizons spacecraft passed Pluto and its 5 moons. Well, the next benchmark is hearing from the little spacecraft, and it was precisely last night at 8:52:37 p.m. Eastern U.S. time that the probe phone-homed and contact the operations center there in Maryland, 13 hours after it flew within 7,750 miles. So a mission accomplished. Be interesting to see when the photos come in. On the audio art, it's a photograph of the spacecraft New Horizons journey and various points on its 9.5 year mission. I listened to Slandy's audio concerning it, and he had quite the setup. He is quite the space geek enthusiast, as I am. But it was interesting when I watched the evening news last night. It was not until like the last 10 minutes that this got any news. And it was just a brief blip at that. So I'm sure if it was a manned mission, it would be a little bit different story. But then again, after 9 years, would we really care with everything that's going on that on this little blue marble that we're on? But I'm pretty excited about this as far as this being, and I said this in an audio before, the most significant space event for 2015, I believe. And I think after it's all said and done, we'll be looking at this as a very, very historical time mark in the travels that we have through space. So I'm just getting my day started here, checking the news feeds on the particular newspapers that are online. And it's just Pluto live update as NASA completes New Horizon flyby. We got spacecraft achieves as flyby of Pluto, then calls home. And it's just very interesting. And I'm just glad I took the moment out of my morning time yesterday though everything else was secondary, I guess, because I made the effort of making sure I watched it on the big screen. I threw up a couple of photos on the Twitter stream. First one, all it is a very blurry picture on the big screen of some individuals in a gathered, and one was 10 seconds before, but then the other one is everybody waving the American flag. This being in a NASA mission and a US spacecraft venturing out there in space. But it's a spacecraft that is represented by all of us here on this blue marble. And I believe everybody around the world sort of gets behind, because we are all of the human race. And just intriguing as far as a day after, that we do have signals from that little spacecraft that is zipping by Pluto. And I'll be interested to see what type of signal will we have after the fact, once it leaves our solar system, if what type of track it will be on. Because I remember Voyager, and there was a Star Trek movie, the very first Star Trek movie, V'ger. So I wonder what New Horizon, if that's going to be popping up in any future sci-fi Star Trek movies. So, very interesting. An aircraft that was launched back in January of 2006, and going all this way to finally 9.5 years. The technology that was 9 years old is coming to life and doing the mission that w it was built to do. That right there, you think about it and you wrap your head around it, is mind-boggling. But spacecraft that performed, and it was less than 8,000 miles away from a planet. We have never had an up and close and personal view of. So, other than maybe Hubble telescope and the telescopes that are here on Earth. So I say hello, Pluto. We are happy to see you. I think it'll be interesting to see all the photos that will be taken from the New Horizon. And we say to New Horizon spacecraft, well done. Well done. Y'all have a good one. Live life. Have fun. Ciao for now. And as always, peace.